You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Labor government announced last week that it intends to build 18,000 state homes by the end of 2024, which would bring our total public housing stock up to 81,000. This is the first of a series of upcoming housing policy announcements that have been signalled, including reforming the Resource Management Act and initiatives to support first home buyers. These measures are expected to largely focus on the supply side of the housing crisis, as measures that would address demand, like a capital gains tax, have been categorically ruled out by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Pressure is mounting for the government to address the ongoing housing crisis, which over the last year has spiralled even further. Figures from the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand show house prices across the country have increased by 17% over the last year. Even when Auckland has been taken out of the equation, the rise remains steep. Doubt has also been cast against the public housing build that was announced, particularly that 18,000 new state homes across 4 years are inadequate when the state housing waitlist has ballooned to a record 22,000 today. Community housing groups have been among those voicing their disappointment at this policy, the Monte Cecilia Housing Trust being one. I spoke to their CEO, Bernie Smith, about the issue, and I started by asking him what the situation on the ground was like.
Well, on the ground, with our headquarters being in South Auckland, I would dare to suggest we're in the epicentre of homelessness and poverty. So we're getting 20 to 30 calls per day from families who are seeking a housing solution. 12 months ago, we were getting 10 to 15 calls a week. So sadly now, we've got about 400 families on our wait list, whereas we would normally only have 10 or 20 families on our wait list.
So Labor recently announced a new public housing policy. Could you give a little overview of what it is?
Yeah, well, the public housing plan is certainly pointing us as a country in the right direction in the sense of the government's commitment to its supply of further housing, and more than any other government, it is building more houses. So from that perspective, it's really positive. It's really positive around the acknowledgement of a real commitment to work with iwi and Māori and have more place-based and mahi approaches, which are bespoke particularly to and for Māori. So for Māori, by Māori is a way of really wanting to make a difference for one of our most deprived communities in this country.
Do you think it goes far enough? How effective do you think it will be?
Look, I think another positive in this plan is that it's very regionalised in its focus. And it really needs to be, because there's a real urban drift out of cities back into communities. So it's really positive in the sense of these areas that are under rent stress, housing stress. From my perspective, it doesn't go far enough in the sense of numbers, because the wait list is actually growing faster than we've ever seen before, with it now up at 22,000 plus. And sadly, the wait register is actually growing faster than the build program.
This is the biggest public housing building program since the 70s, but like you said, the numbers that are planned do not match the waiting lists as they are currently. Does this point towards action needing to be taken to address private housing, not just public?
Oh, look, I've always maintained and believed and publicly spoken about the need for a 20-25 year housing plan that would be adopted across political parties, because what we're seeing at the moment is a huge amount of money being poured into homelessness in the sense of emergency housing, transitional housing and their supportive programs. There's real emphasis by this government as well for first home ownership. But what's really missing is the affordable rentals right in the middle of that housing continuum. And families that once were able to afford a housing option are now being tipped into homelessness and poverty.
So the Prime Minister has said that she does not believe that house prices should fall, but rather that they should be increasing less steeply. Is it possible to stem the housing crisis with an incrementalist approach like this?
I think that's a very interesting statement, because in South Auckland, where our headquarters is in Maungaree, the average rent is around $550 to $650 per week. The average income is $55,000 to $65,000 per household. So if you pay that rent as a household, you're only left with $60 per week to spend on food, petrol, and other power, water, which creates a dependency on government further subsidising the family through benefits to be able to survive on a day-to-day basis. So there really needs to be a reduction or a holding pattern of rent increases. We cannot continue to have the rent increases at the pace that we're having, at any level, in my opinion.
And of course, waiting for house prices to stop increasing rather than taking a stance that they should be reduced means that any changes in house prices that incur will happen over decades. So from your experience working with Monte Cecilia Housing Trust, can families actually afford to wait decades?
No, they can't. And the information I have at hand with our 400, 500 families that we are assisting with housing solutions at the moment, 30% of their income represents around $140 to $170 per week. And basically that creates or sets a benchmark of what an affordable rental should be. And yet we know in Auckland you're very lucky to get anything under $600. And so to wait for years and decades is totally unacceptable, because what is happening is that the poverty and homelessness is increasing at such a substantive rate that it's costing the taxpayers more every day to support these families. So we need to have a housing strategy that looks at the whole housing continuum and implement it immediately to create some continuity in the sense of future planning for builders, for developers, for supply line, hopefully not bringing rent down, but stabilising it, because I don't think we can bring rent down without actually creating a GFC bust, and that impacts the whole community. So somehow or other we need to secure it.
What types of policies or what approach to housing policy would you like to see instead?
Well, I think the first thing I would like to see is that the government move away from the belief that the government has to be all things to all people and can resolve it. We know that it takes a community to raise a child, and I would dare to suggest that there's 70-odd community housing providers across the country that have got shovel-ready projects in the sense of houses ready to build, but they need some assistance from the government or from other sources to be able to put the spade in the ground to commence that building program. The RMA, there's a whole lot of levers that the government needs to pull at the same time, not just one lever with an expectation that they're going to build their way out of the crisis that we're in. But above all, I think a housing strategy, so we can all determine what the direction is, and it's cross-party, so we don't get one group building and another group selling. But as a whole country, we're actually committed to making a difference and ensuring, as is a human right, a house that is safe, warm, secure and sustainable for every family in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.